What's in your coffee? Walmart, let me get this straight. You are completely sold out of rifles?
And find out how Kesha is connected to the Newtown shootings.
When shopping on eBay for your babies, you can't get them from Russia. We've been banned.
An 8-year-old stealing shit. Reminds me of my childhood.
Go to Washington and smoke some weed at your gay wedding.
Maybe you can get high. Maybe 24 miles high. Find out how fast this man plummeted to Earth before pulling his parachute.
Find out who our height of the week and who our queen of the week are here on Coffee with Queens. I am Kitten with a Whip.
And I'm Frosty Flakes.
How do you take your coffee?
Coffee with Queens! Coffee with Queens! Coffee with Queens! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit, that's hot.
Coffee with Queens! Coffee with Queens! Coffee with Queens! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit, that's hot.
Well, you are listening to NPR with Kitten with a Whip and Frosty Flakes. Just,
Our listeners all, are they all now lesbians, or...
Just enjoying a nice coffee here on NPR Radio.
What is the time and temperature?
It is 7:17 in the afternoon, which doesn't make any sense because that's just not the afternoon. The temperature is a blistering 157 degrees inside my mouth. You remember those commercials that would be like, it's a blistering 98.6 degrees inside your mouth. And they're like, ah!
I do not. What was this a commercial for?
Like Dentine Ice or something.
That's ridiculous.
That's how I learned what the human body temperature should be when you're alive, when you're like well and not sick.
157 degrees.
98.6 degrees.
Oh, clearly I wasn't paying attention.
No, when you're not, if you put a the way you can tell if you're sick or not, you put a thermometer in your mouth, and if it doesn't say 98.6, you probably are sick.
Oh well, I'm a little preoccupied with the end of the world right now, so you know what? I'll deal with being sick when I'm dead.
You know, I was
when I'm dead tomorrow.
After I feel like we've lived through in my lifetime, we've probably lived through 4 or 5 Armageddons now. So I'm just not even worried. I mean, the Mayans. Everyone thinks that I feel like what probably happened is the Mayans were like, well, you know, we've been making this calendar for a really long time now, and I just feel like we can take a little break and they can pick this back up again in like, I don't know, 1956. They can start making. So they just happened to be like, the guy was like chipping on the fucking wooden chunks. And then he was like, December 21st, 2012, right? You really need to keep going. And they're like, take a break.
Take a break. And then he died and then they forgot all about it. You know, it's actually that calendar is exactly 5,125 years long.
My knees hurt.
Anyway,
I felt like I was trying to ignore the pain, but my knees. Oh, I felt like an old woman.
Can we get some icy hot in here for Kitten? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coffee with Queens. This is the end of the world edition. Today it is December 20th, 2012.
Just like The View, except no Mayans.
Except no Mayans. Tomorrow is supposedly the end of the world. Tonight, actually, at midnight, it's the end of the world. And my name is Frosty Flakes, and over here is an old-ass kitten with a whip who needs some icy hot for her knees.
We should play Peppermint's Mayan parody at the end of our show.
Done. Let's do it.
My knees really hurt, but I'll get through this. Oh. Oi, do my knees hurt. Oi, do my knees hurt.
I love how you're pandering to our older listeners right now. That's fabulous.
Well, I'm looking at a book that I have on my bookshelf called Born to Kvetch. And if you don't know, kvetching in Hebrew or in like Yiddish, it just means complaining.
I did not know that.
And I'm kvetching as I look at a book called Kvetch. Anyway, girl, we've been away.
We have been away, but in our defense, we were working.
To be fair, we were working when we were recording last time, too.
No, I mean, like, we were really working.
In their defense, we were lazy.
I was trying to come up with something clever of why we weren't doing this, but I couldn't. I was going, whatever. We were working at Port Authority. I don't know. Every old drag queen joke, insert here. But yeah, no, we've just been really busy and really lazy, so fuck that noise. This is the relaunch of Coffee with Queens, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I think we should do? I know some other podcasts and some TV people, they just record a lot of podcasts in a row.
But the problem with that is it wouldn't be relevant.
No, see, the thing is, too, they don't all have to be about current events. We have, like, special guests, certain things. I don't know.
Or we just constantly talk about Taylor Swift interchanging boyfriends, and it would always be relevant.
True that. You always have just a hint of lash glue on your eyelids.
I know. It's kind of a trademark.
Always, just like my nails are always destroyed and chipped to shenanigans.
Up until about a month ago, you could clock that I was a drag queen because I had no eyebrows, because I shaved them off. But now that I'm going to go home for Christmas, hopefully if the world doesn't end, I kind of wanted to have some eyebrows, so I started to grow them back about a month ago. But now it's eyelash glue, I guess.
Your eyebrows are just for your family?
No, I wanted to be a boy again.
Were you not a boy before?
I wanted to look like I wasn't a cancer patient, basically.
Oh, there you go. A lot of directors I know go through, like, I just need to be a man. I'm like, I feel like a man when I'm in a dress and a wig.
I do not agree. I don't feel like a man when my penis is tucked in between my ass cheeks and my balls are somewhere up in my stomach.
Does it happen to women? Do women often have their penises tucked
they
between
do.
Their ass cheeks?
They do.
Is that where women put their penises at?
Don't tell anybody.
Hey, I never knew, girl.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of the world tomorrow, and I guess we have a lot of stuff to talk about and to fill you in before the end of the world, so I guess we'll just jump right in with that topic of the end of the world. You know, a lot of people right now are actually gathering down at a Mayan temple in Mexico waiting for the end of the world because they believe that at midnight something incredible is going to happen at this Mayan temple, and all the locals are like, you fucking tourist.
I feel
it's almost like Times Square for New Yorkers right now.
I'm willing to bet you a dollar that everyone's there drinking. I can almost – I'm not there and I don't have a webcam set up, but I can almost guarantee you everyone's just there popping some brews, playing some fucking radios and drinking the house down boots.
A lot of people from Alabama are just over there.
That's what's happening.
Playing cards.
Everyone's like, woo! It's going to be like, I don't know if you recall when Osama bin Laden died, but what it was like in New York City, it was just party town USA everywhere, especially at the World Trade Center. People were down there drinking.
I must have been sleeping.
People were at the World Trade Center drinking like maniacs.
Yeah, I must have been sleeping.
Yeah, I was working. No, we were working that night.
Oh, were we?
It was Monday night.
Oh, well, look at that. Look at that. No, I don't remember that particular night. But yeah, they're all just down there. They're all having a good time. They're waiting for midnight. So I guess they're going to be the first to be attacked by whatever comes out of a Mayan temple.
Is the Mayan prophecies? It's all supposed to start at the temple and something comes out?
I don't know. The place is called El Castillo. It's in Mexico. It's otherwise known as...
That sounds like a restaurant in the West Village.
What?
El
Castillo. It reminds me of Elvis Costello.
Want to see it?
It's El Castillo. It's in Mexico.
El Castillo.
Otherwise known as Temple of Kuklukan.
The Ku Klux Klan?
It's a Mayan temple. What do you want?
The Ku Klux Klan, yeah. Nice. That's real classy.
This all dates back to a bunch of old white men in robes.
El Castillo and the Ku Klux Klan getting together to rule the world once again. I don't know if I'm comfortable filming this.
Fire and brimstone.
Recording this podcast anymore, now that I know that I'm sitting here next to the Grand Poobah, essentially, of the Ku Klux Klanian. Klanigan. Ku Klux Cardigan. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Was there ever a point in time when you actually believed in the 2012 hoopla?
I thought you were going to say in the Ku Klux Klan. I was like, yes, I'm from Georgia, and I believe.
They are very
They
real.
Are mad real, son. No, never. Well, I mean, the Mayan prophecy thing was such a... I remember hearing it when I was in middle school or whatever. It was just such a far-fetched concept back in 1999 that I was like, well, that's 13 years away. I have no reason to ever worry about this. And then, Y2K was I was pretty sure, and that was not the world was going to end, that was technology was going to give out. And I was like, this might actually happen. I was actually sitting at home by myself when it happened, too. My brother was somewhere at a party, my mom was at a party, and I was in the apartment with my dog, and I was like, this is it, and then nothing happened. I was like, oh, Jesus. Then, like, a few more Armageddons happened, and I was like, this is just obviously not a thing. Now I have no religious affiliation at all, so I think religion is a bunch of, how do I call it, gooblygoop?
Gooblygoop, yes.
So I just don't know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.
I don't understand, but somebody carved this into a stone.
Exactly.
How could this not make sense to you?
But all the other things the Mayans said would happen, they predicted that their society would crumble. Yeah, every fucking society crumbles. America True. Will crumble eventually. I won't be around for it. But, but everything crumbles. Can you imagine? Well, there was a point in time when the Romans were like, we will never... Look at the Romans now.
I remember when I was in sixth grade, they were teaching us about the Farmer's Almanac, and I was like, wait. You're telling me that there's a book that's already going to tell me what the weather's going to be like next year in February? Then why the fuck am I watching the news? Like, I had no idea about the Farmer's Almanac, and it's just like they go off statistics and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, I mean, but I thought they were like actually predicting what the weather was going to be like on February 26th, whatever, whatever, whatever.
I mean, to be fair, it's kind of like, but that's just like saying it's going to be cold in December. You don't deserve a gold star for saying it's going to be cold in December. It is going to be cold in December.
Remember when you would
It's going to rain a lot in April.
Remember when you would do anything for a gold star? Anything.
I never got gold stars in school. We never got demerits.
Were you just like a shithead or something?
No, my school didn't give out demerits and we didn't give out gold stars.
So demerits, for those of you who weren't in Catholic school, are like detentions.
I thought they were just bad marks. I thought it was just the opposite of a gold star.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, I think a demerit is just the opposite of a gold star.
So what did you get for being good?
I was always good. I mean, honestly, you know I'm a goody-two-shoe. I've always just been a good kid. We get lollipops, I guess. We got lollipops sometimes. Candy.
You didn't get your ass whooped by your parents.
Exactly. We got pizza parties. That's what we got. We got pizza parties if we were good.
We got pizza parties at the end of the year because my fifth grade teacher, she made us put a nickel in this jar every time we said ain't. Because she says ain't is not a word. So every time we said ain't, we had to put a nickel in the jar. And at the end of the year, we used all the nickels to have a pizza party.
You all had nickels? Where were you getting money from?
Yeah, I don't know.
These children coming to school, the parents come home like, where's your money? Like, my teacher bullied me into giving her the money because I speak improperly. That sounds kind of wrong.
Because I don't speak very good.
Because I don't speak right.
Because I don't speak very good.
I don't speak good. I don't speak good is not good grammar either. But yeah, no, we had pizza parties. And I remember when I was in high school and we were bad, when I was in freshman in high school, this is kind of fucked up. When I was a freshman in high school, the seniors decided they were going to throw batteries at the freshmen. Batteries.
Like actual batteries.
Batteries. Not like car batteries, but like AA batteries, 9-volt batteries.
This isn't even a little bit funny. This is sad.
No, across the gym at the prep rally. And the principal was like, his name was Dr. Blasingame, said, well, you know what? No more prep rallies for you for the next 4 years. The seniors were gone. We didn't have a prep rally until I was a senior again. And by that point, we were so mad that we wanted to throw batteries. But we didn't, because we didn't want to fuck it up for the freshmen.
You should have. You totally should have. It should have been a tradition at that point.
Is it going away
just
again?
Just the 4-year annual throwing of the batteries?
Yeah, when I was a freshman, we had prep rallies, and we didn't have another one again until... I mean, the only big school assembly that we had was one time when there was a tuberculosis outbreak in my school. And we all had to gather together in the gym.
You had to huddle together in the gym.
Well, we had to. You had to go to your math class and get your tuberculosis shot.
Well, was that a shot or was it the test?
It was a test.
It's where they stick your arm with a needle
The bump goes away or whatever. So they gather you all in the gym. They're like, "All right, who still has the bump?" And I still had the bump. And I was like, "Oh shit!
Oh shit!"
So they wrangled up all the like infected kids. And they made us go get, like, another shot. And it turns out I didn't have tuberculosis. But the tuberculosis gene is in my DNA because my mom almost had tuberculosis when she was a kid. Because there was a tuberculosis outbreak in her school or whatever like that. I think. I may have made that up. I don't know if that gene thing happened, but I have some... There's something in my body that's a little bit tuberculosis-y.
I don't ever remember having the tuberculosis test until I was 19 and in jail.
Yeah, I mean, they don't give it to you unless there's a tuberculosis outbreak. They don't just...
I didn't know. I thought it was like something like the measles, mumps, and rubella shot that you get when you go into like middle school or something. That's something that was like a requirement.
No, I mean, TB is kind of like scurvy. It doesn't really happen that often. You know what I mean? There doesn't need to be a... It's like, all right, kids, who's got scurvy? Because I know no one's had scurvy since like 1956, but let's give it a try anyway. So one kid had TB, and then the rest of us had to get tested.
Oh, well, there's that.
Little fucker.
What do you have on the board?
I don't have. I thought we were going to your things. We'll start with this topic. We'll talk about the Connecticut shooting. We have like 18 topics to base around the Connecticut shooting.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know, a guy went crazy and he went. His mom's a teacher. He went to her class. He shot her, 18 students and about 5 other adults. 27 people were killed altogether. Now, however, what I want to talk about is not the shooting itself, but the aftermath of the shooting. At Walmart, first of all, Dick's Sporting Goods. Have you heard of the store?
Yeah, of course.
They have to put a temporary stop to selling rifles and handguns.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
okay.
I think just automatic handguns.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a start.
Yeah. So they are not selling any more firearms. No, all firearm thing. They're not selling any firearms at Dick's until further notice.
Okay. Well, I don't know what until further notice means, but it's just, like I said, it's a start.
Now, Walmart, as everyone knows, you can buy a shotgun. I always say Walmart is the only place you can buy a goldfish, a couch, a futon, a TV, a turkey, a sweater, get your nails done, pay your taxes, go to the bank, get your eyes checked, get your oil changed, and buy a shotgun on the way out the door.
And you can also, you didn't know this, but they actually, you can now buy Mexicans.
They have it. Nice. You can
and bundle, though.
You can also go to McDonald's in a Walmart. There's a McDonald's inside of the Walmart, which is just ridiculous. Like, yeah, you two needed to team up. That needed to happen. You weren't doing well without each other's help. But Walmart has not stopped selling them. They have sold out in 5 states, including Pennsylvania, Kansas, and Alabama. Sold out of rifles.
That's scary shit.
Completely sold out of rifles. What it is people aren't buying them. Like, we need to defend ourselves because these are children. And the kids wouldn't have shotguns anyway, but they're afraid that now they're the right to bear arms, and I don't mean the right to have arms that belong to a grizzly bear.
The Second Amendment.
Yes, the right to have a firearm is going to be taken away, so we got to buy all these guns now. And what else happened? And on eBay, a Glock magazine, a Glock handgun magazine, goes for $118 as opposed to $45 before the massacre.
That's insane. Come
They're trying to buy them like all they can because they're afraid that sooner or later they're going to be like, all right, no more guns. And then,
are you sure this is nothing related to last minute Christmas shopping?
I don't think so. I mean, I believe it probably is a combination of Christmas shopping and got to go ahead and buy these things for we're not legally allowed to buy them anymore. Because some people like to own guns, some people like to go to shooting ranges, some people like to hunt.
It's still really fucked up. I mean, the difference between, you know what, it doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So many things have happened from this tragedy, and one of the lighter ones that has happened from this tragedy is
Wait, before you go off that, I wanted to say because the thing about the handgun thing.
Mm-hmm.
We live in New York City where handguns are banned. You can't own a handgun in New York City.
Shut up.
Yeah, don't put that down. No. That wasn't even a good gun sound effect. In New York City you can't own a gun, which one of my Canadian friends didn't. He's a lawyer actually. He didn't know that. I was like, you should know the law in the place you're living and studying law, whatever. But you can't own it. You can't even own a taser in New York City. You know that?
I did know that.
You can't even own mace, pepper spray.
Yeah, mace is illegal.
You can't own a blade more than 4 inches in New York City.
I think it's even smaller than 4 inches because when I was...
You can own it, but you can't leave the house with it.
Yeah, that's what it was because we were not allowed to leave our work with our box cutters. Because we have box cutters that we use at work and...
Because y'all are some gangsta bitches.
Because we gangsta bitches. Yeah. But you cannot leave because you would... If you get stopped and frisked by the police, you'd be fucked.
What I always wonder though is like, I mean, what about chefs? Like, chefs carry their knives everywhere they go. Can you be like, this is a work thing? I actually used to, and I still do sometimes, carry a knife with me. Did you know that?
Wait, why?
Look, hold on, don't move. I'm not even fanging around. Look.
I'm about to witness this.
I did not plant this before.
Okay. What?
Yeah, I carry this knife sometimes with me. Yeah.
Why?
Because we live in a crazy city.
I had no idea about this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to tell you.
You're a gangster bitch.
I didn't want to tell you. I thought it might freak you out.
Well, I didn't want to tell you this, but
all right, Laura Croft. But yeah, I just showed Frosty that I carry it. I carry sometimes a knife in my clutch purse. it's like a fillet knife, though. It's so harmless.
If any cops are listening, Kitten lives at
in Elmhurst, Queens. Right off, yeah.
You bitch.
I don't know your address.
Well, one of the more lighthearted things that has come out of this tragedy is pop star Kesha had a single out that was running before this tragedy ever happened, and the name of the song is Die Young. Now, in the song, the lyrics repeat over and over again, we're gonna die young, we're gonna die young. And it was, the actual song is about live tonight like it's our last night, as if we were gonna die young. So party very
speaking
hard.
Of which, by the way, tonight may actually be the last night. It is.
You know.
I wonder how many clubs are playing Die Young right now.
They're not allowed to. Because what I was gonna get to is
the clubs can.
The clubs can. No, it has been pulled off the radio, and that song is no longer allowed to be played.
That's
until further notice.
Is that lighthearted?
Well, I mean, it's lighthearted in comparison to like a bunch of people going out and buying a fucking gun.
It is really sad that first of all, Kesha's album is phenomenal. If you guys have not gotten the album Warrior, download it on iTunes. I paid for it. I actually paid for it. It's a really fucking good album. Iggy Pop is on it too, by the way.
Yeah, no,
he's the only guest star she has on the album.
It's a really, really good album. I would actually put it up there with Lady Gaga's first album. That's how much I actually enjoy it. I listen to nothing but this album right now on my iTunes.
I cannot wait to go see this in concert. And I have not seen. I saw Not a Surfing concert. They're like a band from the 90s recently. But I will spend the money to go see Kesha in concert.
What's even more depressing about Kesha's song, which is a really good song, being pulled off the radio, is that she, after it was pulled off the radio, sent out on her Twitter, she wrote, "I had my very own issues with Die Young for this very reason. I did not in all capital letters, want to sing those lyrics. I was forced," all capital letters, "I was forced to." She sent that out in a tweet, and then later she got criticized because they were like, "This has nothing to do with you." And then she removed that tweet. And then later she followed that tweet up with, "I'm so sorry for anyone who has been affected by this tragedy, and I understand why my song now is inappropriate." And that tweet is still up. So she.
I'm still jamming out to the song. I don't think there needed to be an apology. I think that people taking. I feel like people taking her song off the radio is completely absurd and 100% uncalled for. 100%.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, it's you know what? Here's the thing.
Where is it? Is that that's the thing right there?
What?
That doesn't look like your thing.
Here's the thing. Here's my thing. No, I agree. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I could see why they would be like, "Oh, Die Young. Oh, well, this tragedy." I get it. However, it has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. And you're taking a very hardworking artist with a great fucking song, and you're removing it from the radio and from people's enjoyment.
Speaking of which, Kesha's performance at the American Music Awards was phenomenal. Did you see it or not?
I did not.
Well, then we should make you watch it eventually. It was such an amazing performance. Kesha is back in the building. Now, she would have had the best performance if it wasn't for Psy. Do you know Psy?
No. Yes. Whoopa Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Psy's performance at the AMAs was better than Kesha's. He is just... I mean, this man is absolutely adorable. 100% cute. And do you know who he had in his performance?
Paul Rubens.
More obscure. MC Hammer.
That is fucking obscure.
Performed with Psy, but this is why it's not that obscure. Psy is not a brand new artist. Psy was a huge Korean rapper back in the day, and then he became completely irrelevant. And then he released a song on YouTube, and then he became a huge star again. So it's basically, he was the Korean MC Hammer. And then he had MC Hammer. And by the way, Psy can fucking dance. He can, that little fat Korean man can actually burst a move.
Did you know who also was an irrelevant rapper/singer who is now all over the fucking charts?
Kian.
What's her name? Aaliyah Banks?
Azalea
Banks. She was actually popular once upon a time. She had a little bit of popularity, and then she was completely irrelevant until her newest song came out.
How old is she? There's no size like 35 years old. Azalea Banks can't be past 30. There's no way. Not possible.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack, but I recognize
it. You know what? Let's find this out right now.
How old Azalea Banks is?
Yep. Okay, so she was born in 1991, which makes her...
21 years old.
Makes her 21 years old. So she had a little bit of success 2 years ago. A very mild amount of success.
But I thought you'd be like MC. Like MC Hammer had a humongous amount of success 15 years ago. He was like, yeah, but Azalea Banks, I don't think I like her that much.
I like her.
I mean, she's okay. Everyone else was like going crazy. Whatever.
I like her because she's sloppy.
I mean, you gotta be more than just sloppy. I mean, I know a lot of sloppy bitches. I mean, she's okay. Her music doesn't really move me. I can't really understand what she's saying ever. I don't really know what she's saying.
I think that's what I like.
Not knowing what she's saying?
Yeah.
Don't just listen to like Swedish music.
Like, I don't know what she's saying, but I like it.
She's like, she sounds like a fucking Cabbage Patch doll or a fucking Pokemon talking.
Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Azalea Banks to the studio.
This is awkward. Yeah. Oh, wow. You should have told me.
You didn't know.
She was coming to my apartment. but yeah, and I think her look isn't really, it doesn't look good. I just don't think I care for them. But everyone's like, you're crazy. Her first video, she was wearing like a Mickey Mouse sweater and some cutout shorts and a bad, bad weave. And I was like, I just can't, I'm not feeling your fantasy. Like, your stylists either don't care for you or they have like some sort of a master plan that I'm unaware of.
Well, either way, she has a bajillion hits on YouTube and she's played in every fucking club around New York City. But so that's what's going on in the music world right now. Was there anything else that connected to the Connecticut shooting that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think we're officially off base.
we're officially off base. Okay, this is something that I actually just discovered today. This is actually a piece of old news, which we are very good at reporting. This happened back in October, but I just found out about it today, and I just watched the video today. It's really fucking cool. There's a man, and his name is Felix Baumgartner. Anyways, and he...
Let's call him Bonquiqui.
Bonquiqui. Felix Bonquiqui. He did a free fall from space. Literally, a free fall from space, which means he got into a capsule. A balloon took him 24 miles up into the air, 24 miles above Earth, and he jumped from this capsule, and he started to free fall. Before he pulled his parachute, it was 4 minutes and 19 seconds, and he was going 729 miles per hour while he was free falling. However, he did not break the longest free fall. The record is back in 1960, a man who went 19 miles up in the air, and he went 4 minutes and 39 seconds.
So this man went less high and fell longer. It's all about how you fall, too. I've learned that when you're falling, if you spread your hands apart and start spinning in a circle, you'll fall slower.
Well, at one point he was spinning in circles, but I think the reason he pulled his parachute...
Because
he's a punk asshole. No, because his visor started to fog up, and he couldn't see how close to the ground he was.
Yeah.
So I'd be a little freaked out, too.
Yeah. You just fucking missed the chance to get two world records in one, I just want to say, this guy, if he listens.
24 miles in the air.
Sir, if you listen to our podcast, you're a fucking failure, and I'm not impressed with you.
We're going to Well, he got 24 miles.
Fucking failure.
We're going to post this video on CoffeeWithQueens.com. This is actually a really impressive video because the man, he's in fucking space. He's in space.
Not right now.
Well, not now, but he was in fucking space, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
To be fair, I don't know where he is right now. He could be anywhere.
He's right behind you.
Wow. Him and Azealia Banks.
Oh, God. And it's a fucking crazy video to watch. It's intense.
You know, Miss Cracker's dad fell out of an airplane parachuting, and then his parachute didn't deploy, and he hit the ground, and he broke all of the bones in his body. And you know, in movies, when you are like, when you're in the full body cast with your arms like tied up to strings, that was her dad for 6 months.
I always wondered why they had a ski tow rope in those hospital beds for people who broke every single piece of their bone.
Because you can't move your body, but he was in there for 6 months.
It just reminds me of a ski tow rope.
I mean, he did pull his emergency thing, but he pulled
or like one of those triangle things that you ding to come home for dinner.
Mm-hmm. He pulled the emergency parachute, and I mean, it deployed and it kept him from dying, but he still hit the ground very hard. And he described it as, he said, it doesn't feel like you're falling as much as it feels like the earth is just rushing at you. He's like, it feels like you're standing still and the earth is just really moving towards you really fast.
I think we might have already had this discussion before on the podcast, but would you ever go skydiving?
No, not under no circumstances. Especially now that this has happened to someone that I know, that I've met in my life. And the thing is, he said, too, not only that, but a lot of his bones broke from the emergency parachute deploying. Because your normal parachute comes from your back. The other one comes from your chest.
Well, you bend one way. You're not supposed to bend the other way.
Snapping back. Yeah, so he fucked his life up, and he said he would
Felix went 24 miles in the air. You won't go a couple hundred feet with me?
No, under no circumstances. And it's more than a couple hundred.
You're a pussy.
Just, you know, you definitely have to go more than a couple hundred feet to go skydiving. If you skydive from 300 feet, then you deserve to hit the ground really, really fucking hard. We're going to skydive. You're going to jump off the third story of
a... No, this will work. No, trust me.
I'm going to jump off a five-story building and go fucking skydiving.
Trust me. No. All right. It's going to work. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you will find someone who would love to go skydiving with you. However, not one of them.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, natural. All right. So have you ever bought anything off of eBay?
Never.
Have you ever bought anything from Amazon or anything to where it was like shipped to your house?
Yeah, I bought a wig off of a website one time called Outfitter's Wig.
Okay, so imagine if you bought that and the tracking number said shipped, the tracking number said delivered. However, you never got your package. How would that make you feel?
I'd be upset.
Now, what if you bought several wigs over a period of time and none of them showed up?
Well, that wouldn't happen to me. After not getting my first wig, I wouldn't keep buying wigs from you.
Well, this story, actually, the deliverer, or the person sending the package is not to blame. There was a neighborhood where they would get packages delivered to their house, because it's around Christmas time, so you get a lot of packages in a neighborhood. And their packages kept being stolen, and nobody knew what was happening. So they set up a little sting operation, and they set up video cameras and everything to find out who was stealing their packages. And it turns out it was an 8-year-old little girl.
Stealing packages?
She was going up to doorsteps, shaking packages, and taking them home.
I thought you were going to say, for some reason, I thought you were going to say, like, a raccoon. I was
nope.
prepared to be like, a raccoon
nope.
stole the packages. That's my movie voice. In a land where raccoons steal packages.
In a world where 8-year-old girls are gangster.
So what did she do with the packages?
So after they caught her, so basically what happened is this lady opened the door, caught this 8-year-old girl trying to steal this package. She dropped the package and ran. Now, did the little 8-year-old girl run home? No, because across the street she realized there was another package on another doorstep, and she decided to swing over there real quick and steal that one before running home.
She had to make a quick stop.
Altogether, she stole $1,800 in merchandise from people's doorsteps.
What was she doing with all of it?
Who knows? First of all, I want to know, because right now the parents won't comment or anything. And
they're fucking embarrassed.
And the police won't do anything. The police won't do anything because they were like, she's fucking 8-year-old girl. So I don't know if the parents knew about this and were as in on it, or if this little girl was just hiding this shit out in her house.
I thought there must have been a point at a certain time where her mom was like, oh, hey, Tracy, where'd you get this fucking computer from? I noticed you have a fucking sex sling in your room. That's interesting. Oh, so you just decided to buy the entire Britannica encyclopedia collection. That's interesting. You want to tell mommy where you're getting all these things from?
I want to know how this 8-year-old little girl got all this shit home. I mean, some of this shit couldn't be small packages.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
So I see you got some new sequin high-heel shoes.
What would you have done if you would have opened your door and it's an 8-year-old girl? Just stealing your package.
I said, hey, you little shit, put my fucking packages down. Where are your parents? And I would have followed her home.
You open the door and she's wearing this wig.
I would have followed her home and said, I would have said, your daughter has been stealing packages like a little shit.
And if you don't beat her, I will.
You know, give me my fucking wigs back. Mom's looking all fabulous cooking food. Dad's standing a good 6 inches off the ground in my heels. I'm like, all right, family, that's enough. We've had enough fun on my dime. Damn it. Give me back my shit.
You open the door, you say, oh, so you think you're cute now, right?
Exactly.
Oh, lovely bitch. Absolutely ridiculous. All right. So from 8-year-old gangster to Leanne Rimes being absolutely, completely smashed.
I don't think I know who that is.
Leanne Rimes?
I don't know who that is. I know the name. You're doing nothing for me. You're making me not want to meet Leanne Rimes. No, but if Leanne Rimes walked into this apartment right now and hit me in the face, I wouldn't know who she was.
Coyote Ugly.
Never seen it.
Okay, Leanne Rimes has been a famous country singer. Actually, I think, you know what, when you're a country singer, there's no such thing as has-been. I just think you're always a has-been, in my opinion. Anyways, why are you trying to eat the microphone filter?
I don't know anything. I'm just going around it.
Oh. So anyway, so Leanne Rimes, she appeared to be drunk on a finale of X Factor, or one of the finales, semi-finale or whatever, of X Factor. And she reports that she was not drunk. And apparently backstage, she was spilling food all over the place. And if you watch the video, she looks pretty smashed to me, because she was on stage, and in the middle of her singing, she goes, listen to me.
Does she really?
Listen to me. No. Listen to me. Listen to me. Guys, no, listen. Listen to me.
You had me thinking that she actually did it for a second.
Hey, listen. Shh.
You know who else was at the X Factor? You know who else was at the X Factor? Snooki and JWoww. There's a picture of them at the X Factor finale. They're just with Daniel Otis or whatever. Snooki is 4'8". Did you know that?
I didn't know the exact measurement, but I have no trouble believing this.
And JWoww is like 5'10 or something, or 5'8". But Snooki is shorter than Kristen Chenoweth.
I've seen jelly beans that were larger than Snooki.
I was boggled when I saw this picture of J-Wild standing next to Snooki. I was like, holy smokes.
Have you ever seen a picture of Snooki driving a Hummer? It's actually quite hilarious.
No.
She needs a ladder to get up in her Hummer.
No, that's
like a tiny step stool. It's fucking hilarious.
Just so we're clear, Snooki is the same height that Gary Coleman was.
Really?
I just looked it up. Snooki and Gary Coleman were the exact same height.
Well, some bitch.
4'8". And now she's at least 8 feet taller. Or six feet deep, whatever.
Oh, I get it. I get it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now comes to my favorite topic in the entire world.
Who, Lindsay Lohan?
No. No, I'm moving on from Lindsay Lohan and Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian is your favorite topic?
No, I just love talking about it because you have no idea. First, I just don't understand how you grew up in Georgia and you don't know who Leanne Rimes is.
I have to tell people this. If you can imagine being raised by a black woman born in the 60s in Mississippi, do you think my mom was listening to Leanne Rimes? For some people like, you don't know the so-and-sos? You don't listen to the Beatles? You think my mom was listening to the fucking Beatles?
She loves me, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When at grandma's house, you listen to what your parents listen to or what's on TV, and the Beatles were on TV, and Leanne Rimes was not on Nickelodeon. Leanne Rimes
She might have been. She might have been on All That at one point.
She was definitely not on All That. I would have remembered. I remember everyone from even Alex Summer or Summer...
Summer Sanders from Figure It Out.
Yeah, the swimmer. She was an Olympic swimmer gone fucking show host on Nickelodeon.
Yep. That was a great show, Figure It Out.
Loved it.
It was really good.
And What Would You Do?
What Would You Do was good. But yeah, no, that was a good one. That's like where they had to sit in the pie machine. Oh, you're going to get hit with how many pies? It's like, bitch, hit me with all the pies. I don't care.
And there was also, what does it have? Wild and Crazy Kids?
Yeah, Wild and Crazy Kids. That was good. Oh, good times, memories.
Salute Your Shorts. I just fucking love Nickelodeon. When I was a kid, I felt like life was like Nickelodeon versus... It was either your Nickelodeon or your Cartoon Network, and I was Nickelodeon all the way.
No, not Cartoon Network. Disney Channel.
Oh, no, I never had Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah, no, well, it was an extra cost. My newest favorite topic is Taylor Swift.
Oh, I thought you said Kim Kardashian.
No, I moved on from Kim Kardashian and Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, okay.
Taylor Swift, I like her because she's a wreck. She doesn't drink, she doesn't do drugs. She's just an emotional wreck. In her career thus far, she's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This is who she has dated so far. She has dated Joe Jonas, Taylor Lautner, John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal, Connor Kennedy, she blew Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid, and now she's with Harry Styles from One Direction.
How do you know she blew Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid?
Because it was all over the tabloids.
That she blew him.
She did something with him.
Oh, I was imagining the tabloids like Taylor Swift just blew Arnold Schwarzenegger's son.
She's with do you find this weird? She's 23 and she's with an 18-year-old. Is that weird?
I mean, he's young. He's a little young for her, yeah. I mean, when I was 23, I don't know if I would have. I don't know if I would have dated an 18-year-old. If he was like charming and this, that, and the other, then maybe. But I don't know that I would date an 18-year-old.
Well, TMZ.
I'm also 26, so I'm probably I have no business dating an 18-year-old right now. It wouldn't even. I'd be like, stop fucking playing Fruit Ninja on your phone, and let's do something adult.
you saying this? Who plays Fruit Ninja?
I don't play Fruit Ninja anymore. I play Fruit Ninja like one. Like I was on Fruit Ninja.
That
like
was last week. I'm older now.
No, I did. I played Fruit Ninja like 1 week, and I had an Angry Birds kick for a week, and I had Fruit Ninja kick for a week. But now I'm on to bigger and better things.
You're on to the bigger and better thing. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about what?
You'll see. So, anyways, Taylor Lautner. She's an emotional wreck. She's absolutely crazy. And she has TMZ is reporting that she just took Harry Styles home to meet her mom. So I'm wondering if this is like failure to launch, where every time she wants to break up with a guy, she brings him home to meet the parents.
I don't know. I guess what she's doing doesn't seem that weird. It's just that they're all famous. If they weren't all famous, it wouldn't be a big deal. But they're all famous, so it seems like a big deal.
No, I think what makes it a big deal is that she comes out with these ridiculous breakup songs. On their behalf.
That's what they all do. Adele had a whole fucking breakup album.
But that one was good. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, sure. Like,
there was like emotion. Like Taylor Swift is like, nyah, 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 nyah.
I mean, it's just her. I guess it's her style of writing. She's not. I guess she's. If she's not your swing of writing, I don't really know a lot about Taylor Swift. I think she seems like a normal girl. It's kind of like. I feel like when people are like, the people, how much people hate Justin Bieber. I always thought it was weird because I feel like he's just a kid doing kid stuff. Why is everyone like, Justin Bieber is the worst? No one's lamer than Justin Bieber. Like, I feel like he's a kid doing appropriate kid things. But Taylor Swift, I don't listen to her music. I do know some of her songs. I know the he's in the short shirts, I'm in the bleachers, something and something, I am a teacher, or whatever it was. But I knew that, I know that song. But yeah, I mean, yeah, she's good, whatever. She's definitely not whinier than Adele, that's for damn sure. Adele will whine, and the whole world, yeah, let's listen to Adele, bitch, for a whole hour and 45 fucking minutes. And then let's go to a concert and listen to her, bitch, for another 45 minutes. At least Taylor Swift isn't fat. How about that one? Let's go listen to this fat girl cry out her emotions on TV.
Oh, Adele's pregnant. Leave her alone.
She was fat before she was pregnant. Now she's just fat, and she's growing a fat little baby instead of her fat little body.
Wait, how tall did you say Snooki was?
4'8".
Guess how tall Taylor Swift is.
How tall?
6'1".
Is she really?
She's a tranny monster, honey.
Really?
6'1".
No, I'm going to look this up.
I swear to God. Because to see her next to all of her boyfriends, it's actually kind of hilarious. Because they're all tiny.
Well, compared to her.
Most celebrities are tiny. Like, we don't know this, but for some reason, all celebrities are fucking tiny. Except for Taylor's fucking Swift. She's a fucking monster.
It says she's 5'11", which is still tall.
I got 6'1". Where is this her Wikipedia?
This is TMZ. Yeah,
TMZ.
And this, I don't know, it's just like the Google.
What it comes up.
Yeah, Google has like a whole, you type in the
5'11 is still tall.
That's pretty fucking tall.
That's an inch shorter than I am. I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, she's tall. Look, I won't deny this. You know who is tall is Venus and Serena Williams. Those are some big fucking bitches.
I want to put Venus, Serena, Wendy, and Wendy Williams and Taylor Swift.
How about Michelle Obama's big ass?
How tall is Michelle Obama?
She's like 5'10".
That's pretty fucking tall, too.
Yeah, Michelle Obama is definitely tranny size.
You were telling me a funny story the other day about what Michelle Obama did with Stevie Wonder. What happened?
Oh, well, Stevie Wonder came to a, she's 5'11". Michelle Obama's 5'11".
Jesus.
Came to, like, a let's support Barack Obama thing. And then Michelle Obama has him, after he's done speaking, Michelle Obama grabs him by the arm to lead him off stage, and as they're turning around, there's like a little set of stairs, and Michelle Obama's going down the stairs, and Stevie Wonder just falls off the fucking stage.
What's even more gangster, she pulled a Beyonce and just looked at him and kept going.
let me show you this video. I want you to see it. It's really kind of it's kind of hilarious.
Okay, I want to see this video. That's it's sad and it's funny, but what I found funny about it is that after Stevie Wonder had fell and his assistant had helped him up, Michelle Obama left him in a dust and then did a mom dance, is both of her hands in the air and shook her butt
while going woo. I don't feel bad for him. He just fell. Like, I watched this video the other day. This girl online, she lost a bet that the Dallas Cowboys lost in a football game, and she was like, if they lose, I'll shave my head. So she's sitting there, she's getting her head shaved, and she is crying. I mean, it all starts fun and games, then she's like legit crying buckets getting her head shaved. And I'm like, I just don't feel bad for you. Like, no one's forcing you to get your head shaved. There are people in this world whose hair just falls out for a number of different medical reasons, and you are sitting here shaving your head of your own volition, and everyone's like, they're so mean. Why would they make her go through with that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just fucking hair.
Fuck her. Do you remember the original Fear Factor? One of the challenges was the women had to shave their heads.
You think I haven't watched those videos, too? I have been watching videos of girls getting their head shaved.
$50,000, and this bitch was crying. Her hair wasn't even that long, and she was crying to get her head shaved.
Well, I think she also cried. They had to take a big chunk. They had to cut her hair in big patches. If you remember, she had to get her hair cut in patches. So
I don't remember that.
There are several times they shave people's heads. There one time they had this one where they would spin you in a circle, like you were on like the big Wheel of Fortune type table, and you would land on either getting your head shaved or getting a tattoo.
Oh, I remember this episode. I do.
And all the girls were like, I'd much rather have a tattoo. And I was like, really, really? You'd rather have a permanent tattoo that you did not choose versus getting your head shaved and your hair can completely grow back.
See, this is where it comes in handy to know a fucking drag queen. Just go to fucking Harlem, buy yourself a nice lace front, fucking call it a day. You got $50,000.
You don't even need to know a drag queen. Just fucking go buy wigs. Jesus.
For some reason, though,
Noah, black woman. How about that?
Noah, black. Could you imagine the black woman just like, you want to shave my head?
Exactly. I was thinking about all the women in my family who don't have hair for various reasons. And I was thinking, like, if that was a black woman, first of all, I'd be like, well, first of all, I have to spend hours taking the weave out of my head, for starters. Because I love that you guys think this is my actual hair. That's adorable. So give me some scissors, cut my weave off, pull my hair out, reveal my afro that's like 2 inches off my head, and then go ahead and buzz that off, because I'll have it back in like 3 weeks. I'm not sweating this bullshit. Give me my motherfucking money so we can roll out. I gotta go down to the wig store,
but unfortunately,
and buy it.
But unfortunately, the next challenge would be swimming a lap in a pool, and they just wouldn't be able to do that.
Exactly. But I was like, that was a crazy thing. They were crying. My mom doesn't have any hair. Well, my mom has gone through chemotherapy, but even before that, she never really had a lot of hair.
Right.
I mean, my mom's always had short hair, except one time she broke her hand and she had braids in. But outside of that.
Well, that's the same thing with Janet Jackson. People really killed me when they said, oh, Janet Jackson cut her hair short. I was like, Janet Jackson did not cut her hair short, my friend. She's always had a weave. Her hair actually isn't even this short. Her hair is shorter than this because that's still a wig.
People always like, oh, Beyonce's hair. That is not Beyonce's hair.
Close.
You have probably never seen Beyonce's hair.
And never will.
In your natural born life.
However, I have. Do you remember the Oprah Winfrey on the cover of a magazine? She's like, I'm going to show my real hair for the first time. And she showed her hair, and it's probably more beautiful than I've ever seen any wig on her. Mm-hmm. It's just a fucking afro, and it looks really good.
Not an afro.
It's just like a crimpy.
Yeah, it's curly hair, crinkly hair.
Yeah,
but I don't think it looked bad. I mean, it looked relaxed, though. Yeah, it probably had a little relaxed. Yeah, it was definitely clinically treated. But I definitely didn't think it was. It wasn't crazy. It looked like hair. I don't remember being like, this is everything or this is nothing. I'm like, oh, that's just a lady with her hair. And also, like, if you really want to fucking spook the world. Stop dyeing your hair and then fucking get on thing with your full head of gray hair that you have, you fucking 56-year-old or 58. How old is Oprah? She's got to be an old-ass lady at this point in time. If she really wants the world to be shocked and amazed at her natural hair, that's what she should do.
If Oprah wants the world to be shocked and amazed, just fucking come out of the closet already. By the way, this brings
me...
This brings me to my next topic.
Oprah's 58.
I saw three real women this week wearing false lashes, and I always gag every time. They look good. This is my announcement to real girls and real women. False lashes on real women look fucking phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say.
They also have indies, individual lashes that you can put on.
But those, girl, I don't even know how they do that.
Well, you sleep in them.
Well, I mean... Just
well, they have like a
here's
little...
Here's my thing. I guess I just have a shaky complex, so I'd never be able to do it.
Well, they have it. No, yeah, you just... They come in like two strands of twos, and you dip them in like some glue, and you... Put it on your eyelid, and then you just go about your life.
They look so fucking amazing. Real girls with false lashes look incredible.
There you have it. If you want Frosty Flakes to fuck you, put some real lashes on, and then she'll fuck your brains out.
Oh.
You just coughed in my face.
I did. All right. So what are your other topics, kitten?
I found this interesting. Americans are no longer allowed to adopt children from Russia. There's been a ban.
Are you serious?
Yep, 100% serious.
Son of a bitch.
Americans are... Russia was the third most popular place for Americans to adopt children behind China and Ethiopia.
Now, was that because there was a plethora of them or just because they wanted...
Well, it's because...
They're like designer children.
No, it's because like President Putin or Putin or whatever his fucking name is, him and Barack Obama have a huge feud going back and forth.
No, I know. Okay.
And you know that Russia is extremely anti-gay and Barack Obama is pro-gay and Russia is pretty much against everything that... the free world stands for, basically. And they're like, you know what? Fuck you. How about this? You can't adopt our kids anymore.
Okay.
Man, that'll show our kids. That'll show the kids who will die never having anyone love them. Yeah. Take that, America.
So that's why we can't adopt them. But why were they the third most resource for Americans to adopt?
Because it's a really big country.
Oh, okay. So there was just a plethora of Russian orphans.
Well, in Ethiopia, because a lot of parents were dying. In China, because it is a really big country, and in Russia, because it is a really big country.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And
there's also a thing,
did you know, actually, the reason also, China actually has so many children up for adoption is that they just start putting them as toys in Happy Meals.
Nice, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you get a number three Happy Meal, you get a little Asian child.
Did you know in China it's illegal to have a certain number of kids?
It's illegal to have a certain amount of girl children. You're only supposed, I think it's one girl child.
Yeah, they're like, you can't have a lot of kids. Like, illegal. Isn't that crazy?
It kind of makes sense. Not the whole girl thing, but the whole, like, population control. I mean, like, it doesn't matter if the girl or boy, but it's just like, yeah, okay, after three children, that's it. Population control.
I mean, kind of, but not really. It's a little...
Population, economy.
I get population control, but, I mean, come on. Tell people not to have kids.
It's just like, three kids is the limit. If you have four kids,
if
punching you in the stomach.
If one day President Obama was like, all right, I just had this crazy idea. Three kids per family. This country would go bashananas.
That's because we're a bunch of spoiled little bitches.
No, it's because you should be able to have as many kids as you fucking want.
Should we?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that show on TLC, that bitch with 23 children?
No,
she's absolutely. Yes, you have.
I don't have TLC. I've never seen the show.
I promise you, you've seen. I look. Okay, there's this lady, and she's.
I swear, I've never seen the show.
So there's this family, right? And I think it's 23 children, and she named all of the girls all the children I think start with a J, and it's just like they ride around in this fucking school bus. For some reason, they're rich and they live in this giant mansion, but 23 children, and there's some kind of religion where it's just like, we believe that we were put here on this earth to procreate, and that's all.
That's called Christianity. You never heard of this?
What?
Yeah, in the Bible it says, be fruitful and multiply.
Goobity goop.
Honey, Catholics aren't even allowed to use contraception.
I know, they're not allowed to use contraception, but you know what they do use? Something called like a timetable. So they sit there and they figure out when they're not ovulating, so that's when they want to have sex. So that's what they use as birth control.
What, a girl? I can't with religion. It's
goobity goop.
Goobity goop. I can't get down with that shit. It's just too much. Don't use contraception. Walk away. Walk away. I don't have any more kids. Jesus. That's nutty to me. What? Religion says you can't.
Which brings me to what I'm getting my eldest sister for Christmas, a box of condoms. She's very religious.
I was going to say a box of kids.
A box of kids. She already has them.
November 6, 2012, voters agreed that weed would be legal for recreational use, not medicinal use, recreational use in Colorado and Washington State.
Woo!
Completely legal. How do you feel about this?
I think it's something that should have happened long ago. I think it should happen in all 50 states. I think it's something that the government should be able to control because of the amount of fucking money we could make off of it.
Frosty, are you smoking weed right now in the studio?
That's crack.
Oh. I mean, you know, it didn't smell like the weed I had before.
Weed is cheap.
I mean, way too much money. I was smoking weed. But yeah, I did not. That is really. I've always thought weed should be legal. I don't smoke weed, but I always thought it should be legal. However, it is still illegal to sell weed in Washington and Colorado.
Okay, so.
That makes sense, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. This is why it makes sense. Because that would be like saying if liquor was banned up until now and I just started selling liquor out of my fucking apartment. That's not okay.
So then how are you supposed to be able to smoke weed?
They'll regulate it. They'll figure it out. They got to, because you can't just sell weed to 5-year-olds. Okay, you can't sell weed to 6-year-olds.
So then eventually they'll figure it out. So my thing is just like, what is their regulations on if they find weed on you?
If you got it, you got it. You can smoke. You can walk down the street.
I understand
smoking
that.
Weed.
But the thing is, it's just like, when they charge you for drug use and drug trafficking, it's like if you have a certain amount broken up into small pieces or a certain amount, then they charge you for drug trafficking. Even though, let's say you bought like $100 worth of weed and you got 5 dime bags, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got these 5 dime bags or whatever, but they'll get you for intent to sell. They'll get you for trafficking.
But not the same anymore.
Even though you're going to smoke.
But it's not the same anymore. That's like if you see me walking down the street with bottles and bottles of booze.
Right.
Long as I'm not trying to sell this booze, you know what I mean? They have to prove I was trying to sell the booze. And it's easier to prove that you're trying to sell weed when weed is completely illegal to have anyway.
Right.
When they passed the law, people were at the Capitol building outside. Everyone, just videos. There's a lot of videos of people outside just smoking copious amounts of weed in the streets.
And then Snoop Dogg gave a speech.
Exactly. And also, gay marriage is now legal in Washington. So people are just getting high at their gay weddings. the pastor just smoking weed, two grooms kissing, Sodom and Gomorrah's here.
This is what straight people have feared for years. We're trying to take our guns away, gay people getting married and smoking doobies in church.
I actually find it really liberating to know that you can
give my family and my Walmart.
I find it loving to know that you can smoke weed at your gay wedding in Washington. You can have blunts be your parting gifts. If everyone looks in their bag, you'll find a blunt. We rolled this. We grew it ourselves.
Who's getting married, Oprah? Was you like, get a blunt. You get a blunt. Everybody gets a blunt.
That is just the yeah. But people are fucking. You can't. But I think it makes sense. The selling of weed should be regulated.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. It should be legal. It should be regulated. It should be something that should bring America revenue.
I kind of want to get in the weed business.
Whoa.
I mean, I would because I figured it this way. The only reason I wouldn't sell weed before is because it's illegal. But I would sell booze. I mean, I have sold booze. I'm a bartender. So I would sell weed. I've said that. I just said that on the air.
You did say that on the air.
I would sell weed. You know what? I will sell weed. You know what? I am selling weed to Frosty Flakes right now.
I don't need to. I can go to the corner bodega because in New York City, one time I went to the corner bodega to buy a pack of Newports, but the man in front of me was also buying a pack of Newports. I'm putting that in quotation marks because the man behind the counter was like, $20. I was like, pack of Newports is now, what, $20? But I noticed the Newport package was unwrapped. He was selling that man weed.
Maybe crack. No, crack. How much would crack be?
I don't. Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
Why are you asking me?
Because you said you were smoking crack. You were smoking crack earlier today in our studio.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you?
It's always the white man, isn't it?
Oh, girl. That's meth. That's meth that white people smoke. But yeah, weed is 100%. Now, I own a vending machine. I always thought it'd be fun to sell one slot that had bags of Doritos for like $25. But like, why are these Doritos $25 and the other Doritos are just 50 cent?
You'd make a killing because you'd sell the fucking weed in the bag of Doritos and then they'd have the munchies. They'd come back for the honey buns in the other slot.
I have a vending machine. Would I get caught?
Yes!
But how would they know it was my vending machine?
Good question. Isn't it like a card? Don't you have like a VIN number to that thing? Isn't it like traced back to you somehow?
Yeah, but it's not activated though. The card part isn't activated.
I don't know.
I'm going to take it to Washington and sell weedy Doritos.
Do it.
Oh my God. People are going to start selling weed food combination packs. Watch what I say.
I've always wanted to open a restaurant called Stoners and have really weird combinations like rice and bean with Oreos.
And jelly on top.
Jelly on top.
I want Oreos and milk. After this podcast, you want to eat Oreos and milk and watch TV together?
Yes, let's do this. This sounds like a plan. I also...
Are we going to be, like, holding hands when the world ends?
Well, what time is it now?
It's
9:45, so we have 2 hours and 15 minutes. Yes, we'll probably be holding hands.
I was thinking about possibly going out on the town tonight, maybe. By the way, y'all, I woke up at, like, 3 o'clock today, so I am, like...
My sleep schedule is so fucked up.
It's like the afternoon for me right now.
It really is.
It's, like, 9 o'clock at night. So I was thinking about going out on the about because people are going to be partying their asses off tonight. And
I just kind of want to catch a little bit of that craziness tonight for myself.
But I kind of also just want to like lay down and watch movies on Hulu on my iPad Mini. I have the iPad Mini, by the way, or as I call it, it's either the iPad Mini or the iPod Mega, one of the two, because it's just a fucking big iPod.
It's one of the two.
Can you see my tongue through this pop filter?
I can see your tongue. I can see everything beyond this pop filter.
Can you hear that through the podcast?
Oh, you're so disgusting.
That was a fart. That's a really disgusting thing.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, now has come the time where we get to name our end of the world.
World.
Coffee.
Shenanigans.
Poop. Our end of the world. Coffee with Queens. Queen of the week. Hit it.
Queen of the week. Queen of the week. Queen of the week.
Yeah, fucked that up, bitch.
All right, kitten, who is our queen of the week?
Girl, she's a nut this time. Our queen of the week is Shaquifa Grape Drink Weeka Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
She is a YouTube personality with such great songs as Cuntruff, which refers to the dandruff on her cunt, and Snappy Snap. She is a real fucking... something. I don't even know what to say about this girl. Oh, I'm sorry. Snappy is the name of the song. She is this guy. His name is Chris Kyogi. He's an internet kid, and he had one of his characters. Her name is Shaquifa Grape Drink Weeka Jackson, and she's a rapper. And he's this little Asian kid. He's actually really adorable. And Shaquifa is a fucking mess. She's also been banned from Boots and Saddles, which is where I work on Tuesday nights. She is no longer allowed to ever.
Has she?
Yeah, she's been banned because she was part of the Miss South Pacific pageant, and she was so drunk.
I remember. I was there.
At the end of the pageant, she had her legs spread wide open, brushing out her pubes
yes!
with her hand and taking pictures, doing a photo shoot while the other girls are standing there in their gowns.
I was actually first runner up in that pageant, but I don't remember her picking her pubes.
Oh yeah,
but,
and she won most popular that night.
Well, this is why you are queen of the week, because we salute messes like you.
Oh honey, and she was not acting. She was a method actor. She was actually
she's a meth actor.
A meth actor. She was legit drunk than a motherfucker. But Shaquiva Grape Jinguinka Jackson, look her up. She's fucking hilarious. And yeah, look up Chris Kyogi's Facebook page.
We will also post Shaquifa's page on coffeewithqueens.com.
And on her videos. Her videos are fucking ridiculous.
Absolutely amazing. All right. So I guess now it is time to announce who our hottie of the week is.
Here they are.
Hottie of the week. Hottie of the week. Hottie of the week. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ah. Frosty Flakes. Is our hottie of the week this time?
None other than sexy bar back and waiter of Excess Lounge, Sean Lutzenheiser.
I love him. He's adorable.
I love him too. He's always so sweet when he sees me. He's just like, he calls me pretty.
Oh, he's drunk. He usually has that. No, Sean is also an amazing vocalist. He's an actor. I think he went to AMDA. Or scammed, as I like to call it here in New York City, or the American Music and Drag Academy. But he's a really nice kid. I call him kid like he's 12. He's actually 57. No, I'm kidding.
He's not 57.
No, he's younger than I am. But I love Sean. He's amazing. And you guys got to look him up on Facebook. I want him to get like 57 new friend requests just because of the power of this podcast. and it's going right. You might end up being the hottie of the next 12 weeks at the rate that we our fucking podcast.
Oh, shit. Congratulations, Sean. You are an absolute doll face. And I love seeing you every single time. So congratulations. Kitten with a whip.
What's up, baby?
Right before we started recording the End of the
What's
World
up,
podcast.
Baby?
Ooh, that's sexy.
You like that? Yeah.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to sexy NPR right now.
Sexy NPR. And I'm Beyonce.
Yeah. What if that was my real voice? Like, I mean, I think, you know, I think there is something to being gay and I just speak higher. Because my voice, I mean, I still have a deep voice. Let's not, no one will ever confuse this for a feminine woman voice. But I think that if I like, I don't know, if I completely rest, I mean, I talk this way sometimes.
Every time I listen to this podcast, I'm like, God, this faggot.
Who, me?
Both of us.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a homo, faggy, fag. If I was in Wisconsin, they'd point at me and say, fag.
I listen to the podcast.
Faggot.
And I say, oh, my God, we are two women.
Oh, yeah.
Two cackling hens in church, honey. Right before the End of the World podcast, before we started recording, I asked on Facebook if any of our fans had any questions, and we got some.
So. One of my favorites, I like to say how I met her. I think we've probably said it once before. We auditioned for America's Got Talent. When we did, we stepped out of the taxi, and this woman who had like a messy bun on her head, she's wearing a scarf, and she goes, oh my God, drag queens, where are you going? And we're going to audition. I'm like, what's your name? She goes, Havala. I said, your name is Havala? She goes, yeah, my name is Havala. And ever since then, she's been, she's come to a couple of shows. She's always commenting on our Facebook.
She wrote an article about us, too.
She did. And I fucking adore Havala Brewster. Her Facebook name is Havala Blue Ivy Brewster. She is something else. I fucking love her. Her question is, dear Queenies, what do I do with all my Facebook rage? I just read an article blogged by a housewife posted by three separate friends saying the recent school shooting was a government setup. I want to use violence against these people, but that's wrong. How do I deal with my angry emotions?
I agree with violence.
Yeah,
I say go to Walmart, buy yourself a shotgun.
Not in Alabama, Pennsylvania, Kansas, they're all out of them.
Yeah,
at this point.
They're sold out. You know what? I sympathize with you, Halava, because I haven't really had any issues with this, but I do every once in a while find myself on family members, whether that's by blood relations or marriage relations, I find myself on their Facebook page. And their views for mine are completely opposite. And I find, you know, like, they're pro-life and they're Republican, and it's just like, don't take my guns away, take the crazy people away, and durka 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 Mitt Romney. And it's just like, it's really hard for me to be able to look at these people when I go home for Christmas and basically
what do you mean these people,
these family members, look at these people my black family members and treat them with a certain amount of respect, because knowing that they have these points of views. But you just have to remember that everybody has an opinion, and it's always going to differ from you a little bit, and sometimes a lot.
And if that doesn't work, a snarky Facebook comment always makes me feel better.
It does.
And snooty little.
And you know what my favorite one is, Huliva? Just write on their Facebook comment, and this one will really piss them off. Just write, "I'll pray for you." Gets them every time.
Every time.
They hate that shit.
Or call him a faggot. You know, I saw someone posted recently on Facebook this video of this fucking pastor, and he was like, "You know why the shooting happened? Because we took God out of the way." No, the question was, why didn't God protect these children? He's like, "Because you took God, you told God you didn't want him here, and God's a gentleman, and God doesn't go where he's not wanted." And I'm like, oh, so God did not protect these children because you told God to get out of the schools. So why did God not protect all those altar boys from getting raped by priests? Goobledygoop.
Touche.
Goobledy, gappledy, gop,
yeah,
gop.
It's fucking crazy. Nobody has one answer of what we should do with these people. Obviously, it's not fucking rage. I mean, if it was up to me, whatever. Fucking blow them up. I don't care.
Blow them up.
Let's bomb them. Let's get Obama on the phone.
Dunsies and Dunsies. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Quiet. You probably can't hear. I just want to know if they could actually hear my roommate peeing in the other room.
Oh, that's disgusting.
When my roommate pees, it sounds like he's emptying a 2-liter bottle of soda into the fucking toilet.
What you don't know is he actually has a colostomy bag, and that's exactly what he's doing.
A 2-liter bottle of piss. Speaking of my roommate has a question, too.
Well, Honey LeBronx asks, skeptically, is Santa white?
And I say it depends on what mall you go to. Because, you know, when I was younger, I always saw a black Santa at the mall. Not always, but I did. When you go to the mall, I had the option to see black Santa.
And in Ohio, we always saw white Santa Claus. Now, at Macy's here in New York City, you have the option of seeing white Santa, which is a very long line, black Santa, which is not a very long line, and there is no line for Asian Santa.
Does he still get paid the same, do you think?
No, but they basically take you back through like this fire exit like hallway to see black and Asian Santa, and that's some bullshit.
But the thing is, when you're seeing Asian Santa, I guess his eyes are showing. Otherwise, he just looks like fucking white Santa.
Have you ever seen Family Guy's version of Asian Santa?
No.
What you want? Fire truck. What color? Red. Okay.
Does Asian Santa have black hair?
Yeah.
Black hair?
No. He has black hair poking out of the Santa hat, and he has a white beard.
Oh, I see, because black Santa has a fully gray beard. Not white, it's gray.
Oh.
Because Santa's beard is white. Santa's beard.
Do you want to go see Black Santa with me at Macy's?
Yeah. Is that horrible? I do want to go to Macy's and put a letter in the slot. They have like a mailbox that you put letters to Santa in.
Nobody reads that shit.
I have a friend who works at Macy's. I can ask them what they do with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do.
Caleb Timmerick works. He's a manager. He's a manager at Macy's.
Yeah, they don't read that shit.
They got to read some of them. They're probably really cute, but I get if you see the same thing, I wanna chew, I wanna car.
When you write this, will you write it with your left hand?
Done.
Perfect.
The whole thing. I write it on my dick.
Write it in jizz.
Yeah, write it in jizz.
And as a follow up question, Honey LeBron,
if I put a bloody letter in that mailbox,
something will happen on the news.
You think so?
Yes.
It's just covered in fake blood. Or
let's find out if they really do. Let's find out if they read these letters and threaten to kill people in your letter to Santa.
Done.
Then you'll if they open it up and find out, you'll be on the news.
I know like 4 people who work at Macy's. I was just threatening to kill them, and they'll know it's a joke. I'm going to kill Caleb. I'm going to kill this faux queen.
All right. So Honey LeBronx follow-up question is Vanna white?
Is Vanna white? And I'm going to say upsettingly. Upsettingly white. It's a little too close. It's a little too real. I used to go to school with a girl named Sheroya White, and Sheroya White was not white. She was black, and she stood me up for the prom 2 times. No, she stood me up 1 time. My junior prom, she said, "You want to go to the prom?" I said, "Sure." I said, we'll go to prom together. I started looking at tuxedos. I'm getting ready to replace my order for a tuxedo. I call her back. She just stops answering her phone. Completely stops answering her phone. Prom goes by. Then she calls me back after. Like nothing ever fucking happened. The next year, she has the nerve to call me and ask me to go to prom again. I said, bitch, you can kiss my ass, Sharoya White. And one time, now Sharoya was kind of crazy, too. I went to school with a girl named Brittany Murphy. Obviously not the Brittany Murphy. But Brittany Murphy was a big girl. And Sharoya had bad teeth. Sharoya was kind of dorky. People made fun of Sharoya a lot. So one day, Brittany Murphy looked at Sharoya and she was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Your teeth are all jacked up. And you know how chairs have a little curve in them for butts?
Yeah.
And then Sharoya just looked up at Brittany Murphy and screamed out in the class. She goes, yeah, well, I'm sure that seat was flat before you sat in it with your fat ass. And the class went bananas. We were like, oh, shit, Sharoya. Oh, shit. She went bananas on Brittany Murphy.
And there's a little excerpt from Kitten with the Whip's childhood.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. I just said doo-doo two times in a row.
All right. Well, I hope everybody listening to this podcast has a beautiful end of the world and an even better Christmas
holiday.
Whatever.
Have a happy non-denominational holiday season.
Fuck you. Merry Christmas.
It's like we did the show. This one guy came in. He was like, he goes, we had a birthday party. We had a holiday party at our jobs for the. But it was like holiday party just for the Christians and the Jews and the non-Jews. And I said, did you say non-Jews? Is that the three categories? Christians, Jews, and non-Jews? And he was like, yeah, I guess so. And I called him a racist and I set him on fire and threw him across and wore a white hood. Ben, you son of a bitch.
We almost got set on fire. It is the end of the world, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't wait.
Here in the studio.
I can't wait until the next Big Fat Vegan Radio is recording. I'm going to have a blast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a blast recording this shitty little podcast.
Hold on, wait a minute. I just got this in an email. It's I've never had this email before.
You never had his email address, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's from Mayan 2012, and it reads, oh, that's weird.
What does it say?
If nobody told you they love you today, it's because you're an asshole. Or Mayan.
We'll never hear from you again.